Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Will Kate Middleton be buying Prince William a Spider-Man suit? The Mirror reports, during a chat with a martial arts teacher who dressed up as Spider-Man amid lockdown to cheer up kids, Kate Middleton joked that she was going to buy a costume for her husband. In a phone call recorded in the fall of 2020, Kate spoke with finalists from her Hold Still photo exhibit to find out more about the stories behind their photos. At the start of the lockdown, friends Jason Baird and Andrew Baldock took to the streets during lockdown in the UK dressed as Spider-Man, using their daily exercise time to keep children smiling. The selected photo, which is one of the 100 chosen for Kate's Hold Still exhibit and book, which highlights life amid the pandemic, shows Baird doing a backflip as children look on from inside a house. Kate said, "Thank you for sending in your photograph because there are some really emotive and really sad images and stories that we had. But this brought, you know, particularly to the judging panel. It was such a wonderful, positive image of the community spirit. It was amazingly captured. And I hadn't appreciated at the time that you are a martial arts teacher, so that gives it a lot of context as well." Kate said it was very cool and teased that she'd have to buy a suit for Prince William. "I'll see if it takes on the trend to Kensington Palace. I might have to buy William a suit. Unfortunately, I'm not sure he's going to get the air clearance that you've got." Kate is now among those who have received at least one dose of the vaccine, saying via social media, "I received my first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine at London Science Museum. I'm hugely grateful to everyone who is playing a part in the rollout. Thank you for everything you are doing." People adds Kate wore a casual top and a pair of jeans to receive the shot at the London Science Museum, which is a short drive from Kensington Palace, where she and her husband live with their three children. William, who contracted COVID-19 last year, also got his first dose of the vaccine there earlier this month. Writing for Stella magazine, royal expert Camilla Tominey admires the way Kate has been able to handle all the family squabbling. Despite the Duke and Duchess of Sussex Oprah Winfrey interview, when Kate was accused of making Meghan cry during a bridesmaid's dress fitting and failing to support her, Kate rose decidedly above it all. Setting aside any personal resentment she may still feel about Harry and Meghan's televised two-hour tell-all, Kate put her best foot forward in trying to carve a path to reconciliation between the brothers. Few would have blamed her for giving Harry the cold shoulder, yet she clearly resolved that the situation needed to be appeased rather than aggravated. Christopher Wilson additionally told the magazine that he didn't believe Kate's decision to start up a conversation with Harry, which resulted in the Duke chatting one-on-one with William as the family walked away from St. George's Chapel service, wasn't a planned event. He said, "I thought it was entirely spontaneous and clever in making the two brothers talk to each other. It was a deft move that shows the Duchess is not overawed by all that's going on." A source told the Daily Mail, "Kate has quite a different relationship with Harry than she has with William. Harry appeals to her sillier side because he is carefree, footloose, and loves banter," they said. "He finds things funny about people and says so." Palace Intrigue will be right back. Penny Juner, who wrote Prince William, the Man Who Will Be King, feels Harry is absolutely wrong and she doesn't think future King William feels trapped at all. She told The Sun, "I think he absolutely gets what his destiny is and he is embracing it. He is modeling himself on his grandmother, the Queen." Another source said, "The pandemic, coupled with what Harry is doing, has actually given William a renewed sense of purpose. He can now really see the difference between being a celebrity and leading a life of proper public service." William and Kate have been picking up the slack since Harry and Meghan moved away. The Times reports the couple have carried out 174 engagements this year between them. In comparison, in the same period 2 years ago, 2020 was obviously affected by the pandemic. They carried out a total of 93. Royal commentator Dicky Arbiter said, "In the past, they have always done a lot behind the scenes. Now they are doing a lot more out in the open. Last year, they were hardly seen at all because of COVID. They are making up for lost time." Is William worried that Harry will create even more family strife? A source told the Mail on Sunday that William is anxious that Harry might go too far with his truth bombs. The source told the Mail there were concerns rather than fears of even more allegations to come. Rebecca English of the Daily Mail has warned that Meghan and Harry are poking the bear, with their repeated comments slamming the firm and that the comments could reach a tipping point. The palace has always gone with the never complain, never explain approach. Can we really expect that to carry on? However, she added, Buckingham Palace genuinely don't want to get drawn into a public slanging match with Harry and Meghan. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.